Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. We spent the first three segments talking recruiting. There was so much to talk about. Now it's time, Dustin, to get to a few other news items. We had recruit Drew Aller competing in the Elite 11. We have so much going on with name, image, and likeness. But, Dustin, let's start with the negative story. And that was, it was reported just in the last few days, an incident that I believe happened back in May. And that was Jonathan Sutherland firing a gun. It ended up hitting a condo. And the story starts with they were at a party and got a gun. Now, this is our special announcement for our young listeners among our fans here, Dustin. When a story starts with party and gun, the end results are not going to be good.
Not generally, no. And, you know, I think to me this just speaks to the age. Because if there was one guy on Penn State's roster that I would say would be the least likely to be connected to something like this, Jonathan Sutherland would be on that short list. You know, he has been praised again and again for judgment, maturity, leadership, all these kind of intangible things. And I think it's just proof that, you know, no kid who's 21 years old or whatever is above a lapse in judgment. We'll see what happens with it. But, I believe you mentioned before, it could have been a lot worse for everybody involved in this situation. A learning experience that you you wish you didn't have to have. But this was Sutherland, and it struck me as a big surprise, the name associated with this story. I think it's kind of a one-off for him, I would imagine. But something that could have been worse, that he was probably pretty lucky that this is where he's at right now.
I think so. Hopefully what this does is it teaches a lesson to everybody on the team and even anyone, young person, reading about this incident, that going forward, again, party, gun, any incident. And I even I saw somewhere where someone thought that he believed the gun wasn't loaded, that he was pulling it the trigger without a loaded gun. Well, there's a lesson that's taught to you when being trained to use a weapon, which is it's always loaded. Whether it is or not, you treat it as if it is. And you've got to be so careful. Hopefully this is a lesson learned, that we won't be reading about another Penn State player with a gun, that this kind of incident makes people say, hey, wait a minute, that was not a good story. That we're very fortunate, though, that it wasn't worse than it was. So hopefully that's a case of lesson learned. All right, Dustin, let's move on. Name, image, and likeness took effect on July 1st. We've already got so much going on with that already. Players at the stroke of midnight were already had things lined up, deals lined up. First of all, just overall, your take on name, image, and likeness. Good thing, bad thing, indifferent. What's your take on it?
I think ultimately it's a good thing for players to be able to be afforded the opportunity to use their skills and their fame, if or when it comes, to be able to improve themselves. And there's going to be guys, and Penn State's emphasis is on this entrepreneurial spirit, guys who want to build something for themselves, that are able to get that start now and learn the lessons now, as opposed to waiting until their college career and or their pro career is over before they start getting hands-on business experience. This is something that's going to be a valuable tool for a lot of guys. I mean, it's not going to be perfect for everybody. You're going to see a bunch of kids who come up with their own logos and stuff, who are surprised that nobody's very interested in their logos, or nobody's very interested in them doing X, Y, or jersey, you're going to have some trial and error at the start of this. You're going to have some players who have high expectations that they're going to earn this or that, who don't end up earning that. I mean, there's a select few guys who have real household name power that can go out there and get big money in any kind of endorsement. More likely, I think, you know, I it'll be interesting to follow along when the season begins and you start having guys who have big moments, game winning kickoff return. You're going to be able to see them maybe parlay that at that time into something bigger, be able to use that viral video to their advantage when they have the nation's attention. I think when you're looking at it right now, there's just not a lot of players who have widespread appeal who can start making money and cashing in right away. You're seeing the cameos. You see some guys from Penn State on that video game service that you're able to play with the average fan or whatever. I love Cameo, the idea of it. Sean Clifford's on there. I mean, how many Penn State fans are really getting Sean Clifford right now to say happy birthday to their kid or something? I mean, it's hard for me to believe there's mass demand. But Penn State upsets Ohio State. How about a locker room cameo? What would you pay for a locker room cameo that's Sean Clifford and Parker Washington, you know, saying, hey, we just beat Ohio State. This one's for you, Jim. You know, like I think it'll get interesting as you start to have moments where guys are in the national spotlight. That is not right now.
Dustin, some of the stuff that's happening right now during the off season, where I believe the Iowa basketball player did the signing at a fireworks store. There's and some of these female athletes who perhaps are involved in Olympic sports have quite the following on social media. So that following on social media will provide them the basis for some pretty big money. There's also a set of twins, female basketball players out west who have this tremendous social media following. They're not the best players necessarily in basketball, but they have a great social media following. Other than perhaps jealousy in the locker room, there's no harm there in these kids parlaying that following into money. But you talked about, what about getting a Sean Clifford Parker Washington moment in the locker room? Well, my concern, though, is are we going to start seeing players more concerned about their social media presence and their value by they score the touchdown, whip off the helmet, start doing the victory dance, doing the Heisman pose. And by the way, people can't see us. I'm doing all of these things on video here with Dustin. But and you lose out the team. Are you now, instead of, hey, as a defensive back, making the smart play and breaking up the pass on fourth down, which is all you need to do, instead, I'm going to take the chance and go for the interception because that's going to be the viral moment.
I mean, I think there's validity in that concern, but your concern that every touchdown is going to turn into Rod Tidwell from Jerry Maguire, I think might be a little bit overblown. I mean, I think there's a possibility of that, but I think, you know, to me, that's going to come down to a program's leadership and culture more than anything. I mean, I don't think any coach is going to stand in the way of a player getting what is rightfully his or hers. But I think you're going to have to establish in the locker room, you're going to establish on the practice field, like, there are some boundaries here. There are some, you cannot be a distraction to the rest of this team. I mean, you can't control as a coach necessarily if a player's priority is trying to do things to make money for himself. There is a possibility that deters that player from pouring all the focus into winning games and development and the grind of it all. There's a possibility of all this stuff. But I think it's going to come down to what is your message in the locker room as a coach. And I think for Penn State, I don't really see much of a change here. James Franklin has always done a very, very good job of straddling that line, making sure that players felt like they were individuals without making it all about them. And I just wouldn't expect anything different here as we go into this fall with this new possibility in mind.
Dustin, I think many people think the biggest question is going to be, what does name, image, and likeness do to parity in the game? Well, first of all, I'm going to answer the first part, which is by saying there's no parity right now. Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, they want to recruit, they typically get them. whether, you know, with name, image, likeness, I don't think that's going to change. But what is the effect going to be on the competitive level, on the field? What's going to be different, Dustin?
Well, you're right. There, you're not going to go into a new age where there's less parity, because that's not really possible. I think you're going to see the teams that have all the resources to have built a good college football program in the first place are going to be the ones who develop those resources to help kids build their brands and build their businesses. I think it's going to be the same short list of programs. There is a possibility that Penn, it's one more avenue for one of these non-Big Three programs to stand out. There is an avenue for a USC or maybe some of these city programs to be able to have some advantages now. If you want to build your brand in Los Angeles, you want to go to UCLA or USC. But I don't really see a dramatic overhaul of the entire recruiting pecking order. You're just going to see some isolated cases here. And I think Penn State's messaging, maybe if they've got an ambitious kid who wants to be a small business owner and has the opportunity to meld that with his college football playing experience, Penn State's got a great business program. They've got what looks to be the start of a really good name, image, likeness that's built on helping kids become entrepreneurs. I mean, it helps them maybe reach a kid that they wouldn't have before. But I mean, call me crazy, but I just don't really see a radical shift in anything. I think you're going to see the programs who do a good job now do a good job with this new opportunity, with this new layer.
I think you're right, Dustin. I think the only thing we might see, do you remember a few years back or several years back now, when out of nowhere Ole Miss had the number one recruiting class in the country and antennas went up like, wait a minute, how did that happen? Well, later on we found out how that happened. Is it possible we see a school like that all of a sudden become a top target for recruits out of nowhere? But the difference is, because it's involved with name, image, and likeness, it's going to be okay.
A lot can fall under the umbrella. And I think just in general, college football coaches are masterful at identifying where the loopholes are in rule books. And what the NCAA did by being on their heels this entire time was, I think, create a lot of loopholes when it comes to boosters and assessing market value. There's a lot of loopholes to exploit, and I think you might see some of these situations like you described with Ole Miss.
So you talk about a team that's close to a big city. You heard it here first. Dustin said Rutgers is going to be the new power in college football. Remember, that came from Dustin. All right, Dusty, that is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.